Welcome to the Near and Far podcast, where we will learn about travel from those who embrace the world beyond their comfort zones.
I'm planning to go to Japan, and if you can help me plan the trip and like get me into these restaurants, I'll take you with me.
When I told my mom that I was really thinking about Peace Corps, her response was like this resounding no, you can't do that. Now I really am interested in Peace Corps.
So I was like, I've been here 2 weeks and I don't have a place to live.
They'll share tales of delicious cuisine.
So a lot of chicken, a lot of goat, and kind of like mutton.
All the cheese is in really small containers. You can't buy a big bag of cheese to save your life.
And my luggage included 3 duffel bags full of cheese and other Greek goodies.
As I kept reeling it in, a seal came and bit off the link cod.
They'll share profound experiences.
And then the balls are released and you're on your own basically against wolves and a bunch of people.
It was developed post 9/11 to create dialogue between young people, specifically Westerners and Middle Easterners.
When an outbreak of lead poisoning was discovered by rural health workers and reported to Doctors Without Borders.
When we encounter penguins, and especially these large emperor penguins, they get very, very close because they're curious.
And they'll share the insights they learned along the way.
And embrace the fluidity.
By putting yourself in that position and meeting with people that are vastly different than you, that really brings you into another zone, another space.
Yeah, it kind of restores like your faith in humanity a little bit for sure.
It's just an expression of something really uniquely human to see what's out there.
Find the Near and Far podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Join us each week as we stay curious, stay adventurous, and stay exploring near and far.